It is a joy to be in the Lord's house this morning. I appreciate the opportunity that He's given to me. I appreciate how wonderful He is, how good He is this evening, that He is always there to rely upon this evening. I'm not very reliable to Him a lot of times, but He is always reliable for me this morning, and He's always, well, I'll just tell you this morning what's on. Trusting.
Yeah.
Trusting that. It takes, I don't know if I read or not, but don't take me wrong in this. It takes a lot of grit to trust in the Lord this evening. When that He just comes by, begins to whisper, or begins to speak. And always it's not in no great whirlwind or no great movement or no great sound or might of this evening. Sometimes it's just in that still small voice that says, just hold on a little while. Look up. Remember where I have brought you from and what I have done for you this morning. And remember that I ain't changed this evening. I'm still within the same realm of the Trinity that I started out in. This evening, my friend. Matter of fact, I'm right back where I started, and that was at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. And I'm still making intercessions, and I'm still reliable to look to in your time this evening, my friend. And what I say is the truth. Nothing but the truth. So help me God this evening, my friend. I don't know that I'll read, okay? I'm just going to mind the Lord, and I don't know what I'll do or what I'll say this evening, my friend. But I'm persuaded to believe to him who has saved their hearts and minds upon the Lord, this evening, my friend, we have the very right to the throne of God this afternoon. We have the right to proclaim that God is good, and He is good unto me this evening, my friend. Not in a boastful mean, not in a uplifted mean or a high-minded mean, but in a humbled mean this evening, my friend. I'm going to tell you that God has never left me, nor has He forsaken me this evening, my friend. He has always been as He said He would be, to do what He has sent us out to do. I have not found in my experiences of the traveling of the Lord this evening that when He has said go here or go there, that He has not been there already and have led out the way or appointed the way or shown the way for me to go this evening, my friend. And when I have failed and trusted in Him this evening, my friend, I have found Him to be were and as it said it would be this evening. Listen, I don't know this morning, my friend, what you think, how you feel this afternoon, about this or about that this morning. But I'll say this in all due respect this morning, my friend. God knows the future this evening, my friend. God knows about me, my uprises, my downsettings, my going in and my going out this morning, my friend. He is one whom that in the bitter times, in the great times this evening, that I can lean upon him this morning, my friend, and know with the assuredness of my heart that he is with me. I'm not boasting, I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you that it's good to trust in God this evening, my friend. It was good for me to trust in him, to be born again, to be saved this evening. And it's been good ever since that Tuesday night for me to trust in him this evening. You go back throughout the whole scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation this morning, we read of and we find where men have trusted in the Lord this evening. Even if they didn't understand, even if they couldn't see the reasoning for the circumstances, they trusted in the Lord this evening, my friend, when that he spake unto them and moved them this afternoon, they took that step of faith this evening, my friend, and walked or moved out upon the bidding of the Holy Spirit or on the Word of God, and they made a stand, maybe not knowing altogether how things was going to end up or come out or play out this evening, my friend. Even sometimes when it looked plumb ridiculous to take that step, yet they stepped out this evening. You know the scripture this morning, but Noah in the time of his life this evening, my friend, when the Lord come unto him and said he was going to destroy this world and all that creepeth upon it this evening, and for him to prepare an ark this evening, my friend, for they were a flood yet to come, or would come this evening, my friend, even give him the plan this evening, my friend, furnished him with all he needed to prepare that ark this afternoon. God will not send you nor beckon to you to do his work without having given you the tool to do it with this evening, my friend. Cody started off this morning with a talent this evening. I have what I need to walk and to abide in a Christian life this evening, my friend. I have the Holy Spirit that dwelleth within our heart. I have the Word of God that is hid within our heart this evening, my friend. And if anything else is needed, he will provide that need this evening. Told Noah, as you well know, how to build the ark, how to prepare the ark, how to make ready for the flood that was to come this evening, my friend. Listen, Noah could have been as others was of that day. How is it that this flood is going to take place when they've never rained came down from the heavens this evening? The ground being moistened from the earth cometh up this evening, my friend. Yet, because God said this evening, my friend. They was going to come a flood. Noah stepped out on that faith. This evening, my friend, if you'll have it, on that trust that God would do what he said he is going to do. This evening, and they prepared the ark this afternoon and made ready for the hour that was to come. Listen, my friend, I'm persuaded to believe he had everything he needed. Everything had been taken place or put in place. This evening, my friend, when the Lord shut to the door and the rains began to come. This evening, my friend, and that ark lifted up and floated away. This evening, listen, my friend, this God, this evening, my friend, that Noah looked to and trusted in that day, is the very same God that men are serving in this day. This evening, my friend, listen, I'm going to go. You just pray for us. Just a minute. I thought I'd preach this Friday night, but the church preached instead. I guess it was meant for today. I don't know. This evening, my friend, but listen. God is a God who knoweth all and seeth all. This evening, can I say this to you? God will not send you no word and not go with you. This evening, my friend, he'll go every step with you as he sends you out this afternoon. I'm persuaded to believe, as sure as I stand before you this day, that he is truthful to his word. This evening, my friend, preacher, that don't mean much. This evening, my friend, I'll say this in all due respect. I remember a time, naturally speaking, when you could do business by a handshake. But now you just about got to have a lawyer involved to do business anymore. This evening, my friend, because you can't trust people in the day we're living in. But God, you can rely on. God, you can trust in. This evening, my friend, when he opens a way or sends a way, he's going to be with you all the way through. This evening, my friend, listen. Noah came out of that ark, and what was the first thing he done? This evening, my friend, but prepare an altar and to sacrifice unto the God that had delivered him. This evening, my friend, men throughout the ages and throughout the times that have moved when God said to move. This evening, though they may have hard shields and trials in the movement of the Lord, have come out victorious. This evening, my friend, yes, even some have died for the cause and the purpose this afternoon. Yet we find that God had for not forsaken them. This evening, my friend, instead our time comes to our mind. This evening, my friend, when there was a circumstance taking place that the kings of, I believe it was of Israel and Judea and Eton or Edom. This evening, my friend, went out in a circumstance of a battle this afternoon and got in a poor place or a valley this evening that looked like they was going to lose the battle that they was fighting in. This evening, my friend, but the Lord told unto them I said, I want you to just fill this valley full of ditches this evening. My friend, and when they had done so, the Lord sent a great rain. I'm just seeing this quickly. You can find it after a while. I think it's maybe in Kings, I believe. They say to my friend, but they went out, they dug those ditches. They seen it. That must have been a back-breaking task to do so. I don't know where they had excavators in that day or not. The big ditches like we do today. But nevertheless, they dug those ditches. The Lord sent a great rain, and it flooded that valley this afternoon. And when the Moabites, I think it was, who they was going up against this evening, my friend, rose up in the morning time, and there they saw and looked upon that place this evening, my friend. The Bible said they thought that water with the sun shining on it looked and appeared to be as it was a great valley of blood this evening. And they said those kings has rose up and they slew their own self this evening, my friend. And we ain't got nothing to worry about. And the Moabites went down into the valley, and the kings overtook them and ran them out this evening, my friend. I'm talking about trusting in God. If you got to dig a ditch, dig a ditch this evening, my friend. If you got to build an ark, build an ark this afternoon, my friend. We'll know of and recall this evening, my friend, the time when that Joshua went around down to the city this afternoon of Jericho this evening, my friend. And the Lord said unto him, march around it one time a day this evening, my friend. Don't make no noise, don't make no sound, just march around the city this evening. And he done so. But then on the seventh day, keep me straight, Randy. On the seventh day, I think it was, the Bible said he told him to march around the city seven times. And he told him, said, now you listen, you tell them to not say anything, not to make no noise this evening, my friend. You know when the right time to do something is when the Lord says to do it this evening, my friend. If the Lord don't say to do it, just keep your mouth shut. Sit on the bench. I don't care how much you want to. I don't care how much you think you ought to this evening, my friend. If the Spirit don't say to do it, then just leave it alone. But let me get on. You get mad at me. Probably already are. I can't help it. This evening, my friend. But let me tell you. He said, don't tell some, don't say a thing. But when I tell you to shout, this evening, my friend. When the priest blows the trumpet, I'll try to keep it straight. This evening, my friend. Trusting in the Lord. Trusting in what the Lord says. This evening, my friend. We have got ourselves in some shape sometimes because that we forgot to trust in the Lord. This evening, then we want to run around with our head bowed down. Find somebody to pat us on the back and tell us how good we are and how good we're doing. This evening, my friend. When all the time we ain't done what we're supposed to do. This evening, guy, I'm sorry. No, I ain't.
this evening, my friend. Listen, the priests, the men, the soldiers. I'll get it straight. The Lord be my helper. The soldiers to go first. The priests to go behind them. This evening, my friend. When I shout, I want you to shout this evening. The Bible says on the seventh time around the priest blew the trumpets this afternoon. Joshua told the all of us, and look on me, look on me this evening, my friend. You want to see your way through what the Lord's sending you through? Look on the Lord this evening, my friend. He'll get you there this evening. Joshua blowed or shouted this evening. Turned, as you well know, and went straight forward in the walls of Jericho. Came tumbling down this evening, my friend. All except one portion, and I'm not going to get into that this evening, my friend. And when they had crumpled and fell, he told those spies of which he had sent out, go over to Rahab the harlot's house this evening, my friend, and get them out and bring them unto us this evening. I don't know, the scripture don't say, but I would perceive that her and them people that was with her went with them the rest of their days. Listen, Jericho came down just like the Lord told him it would this evening, my friend. Gideon got over into a position, and I'm not going to go all through all of it. I'm talking about trusting in the Lord this evening, my friend. I had some scripture, you can't hardly read any words in the scripture and not talk about trusting in the Lord this afternoon. But nevertheless, let's go on. Gideon come to a place and a point in the time. This evening, my friend, dwindled down to 300 men as the Lord worked with him this evening, brought him down to 300 men, and then he separated them 300 into 100 people, men in each tribe, if you'll have it, or each host this afternoon. And he went down and he told them this evening, if I can get it straight, if I can get clear enough to get it to you this evening, my friend, I said, with a sword in their one hand, a pitcher with a light in it this evening, my friend, on the other hand, said, when I do, you do this evening. Break the pitcher and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon this evening, my friend, be upon thee this afternoon. Gideon, as you well know, done the very thing he said to do this evening. Didn't back up and trust in the Lord, but went forward and won the victory. I'm going to go to the passages that come to mind, if I can keep up with them this morning, my friend. Got over into the New Testament and the Lord walking in his day this evening, my friend. got to a place this afternoon that was of a time and a need of him riding into Jerusalem on the back of an ass this evening, this afternoon. And he said unto his disciples, or unto two of them, or some of them, this evening, my friend, said, I want you to go down yonder into the city where two ways meet. And there you'll find ass tied this evening. My friend, loose that ass and bring it to me this evening. I'm not going to go through all of it. Those men, just like me do, or I do sometimes, begin to say to the Lord, well, Lord, what if anybody asked us about this? And what we're doing this evening, my friend. He just said, you tell him the Lord has need of it. This they stepped out, went down. There was an ass tied. They loosed it this evening, my friend. And there was those that said to them, what do you mean? Paraphrase. What are you doing this evening? And they said, the Lord had need of him this evening, my friend. And they brought him back to him. And he came riding into Jerusalem. If my memory serves me right, I may be getting it wrong. This evening, I didn't conjure this up. I tried to forget it. This evening, my friend. Just what he needed to be done was done because of their trusting in the Lord. This evening, my friend. We'll find another place, another time, where there's a little boy who was blind from his mother's womb. This evening, my friend. That would be found in the way, and the Lord would pass by. This evening, my friend. And the Lord would say to him, go and wash in the pool this evening, my friend, and come see it this afternoon. That young man would go to the pool and he'd wash and he would come see him this afternoon. Listen, when the Lord speaks, it's the time to move. Listen, he went, he was, he come seeing. You know the scriptures. How is it that you now see? He said, all I can tell you is that a man told me to go wash and come seeing. I went and washed and I came seeing. This evening, my friend. Asked his mom, as you well know, I said, is this not your child that was born blind this evening, my friend? Yes, it is. It's the very child this afternoon. Then how is it that he seeth? She said, I asked him this afternoon. He'll answer for himself this evening. They asked again. He told them the very same thing this evening. He wasn't worried about. Can I say this? He didn't even need to know this afternoon who Jesus was. He just trusted in him this afternoon. Later on, he was made known to him about Jesus, or more of about Jesus this evening. Listen, my friend. Time and time again in the scriptures we can find the bee. The bee successful in the Lord.
Lord, you have to be a trustee of the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got to be a prisoner of the Lord. You got to be an ambassador of the Lord this evening, my friend. You got to be an obedient servant of the Lord this evening, my friend, to accomplish which that you had set you out to accomplish this afternoon. Sometimes it may appear to be unattainable this evening, my friend. Are not even possible for it to take place or to happen this evening, my friend. But yet, in trusting in the Lord, then it would be all right this evening, my friend. Peter, whom was up on the mountaintop, that seen a sheet coming down from the heavens, knitted at the four corners, and was awakened by the Lord and said, "Take and eat of these things." Would say, "Never has anything unclean or common touched my mouth this evening, my friend." But then the Lord would say, "That that I've clean, call thou not unclean nor common this evening, my friend." I'm of a peculiar people this evening, my friend. I am part of a peculiar people this evening that listens to a still small voice that moves at the bidding this evening, my friend, of the Lord's bidding. I'll be honest with you, I sitting there toiling, Randy. This morning, my friend, were to jump ahead of you or to sit still this evening, my friend. But yet I find that the door has always been made open.
Amen.
When you and I trust in the Lord.
Amen.
This evening, my friend. Yeah, yeah. Peter seen that this afternoon. You know why he seen such a thing as he saw this evening, my friend? The Lord was preparing him to go to the Gentiles.
Amen.
This evening, my friend. He was preparing him to do something that hadn't been done before. Though it had been prophesied of and talked about, and even the Lord himself told Israel, said, "There is Israel that are not of Israel." This, I ain't going to get into all that this evening, my friend. He was speaking of the Gentiles. The mystery that was talked about in Sunday school was fixing to come to be no mystery any longer this evening, my friend. But Peter arose and went with the men that had come to get him and went over to Cornelius was at this evening, my friend, and he preached Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Philip left the revival, went to the wilderness or the desert place, climbed up in a chariot and preached to the Ethiopian because he trusted in the Lord this afternoon. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I find throughout the scriptures and even throughout my lifetime that when the Lord moves upon me or on us this evening, my friend, what we need to do is just trust Him.
Amen.
This afternoon. Just wait. Wait upon the Lord and His movement, and things will happen as God planned for them things to happen this evening, my friend. Yeah. Yeah. He He don't get you out in the middle of the stream and change courses this evening, my friend. He don't get you started in a journey if he sent you on that journey. He don't get you started in that journey and decide, well, this ain't right. I made a mistake this evening, my friend. He don't do that this afternoon. When he starts you on a journey this evening, it is to your benefit, if you'll so have it. It is to your goodness this evening, my friend, that you just follow that journey out this afternoon. Now, I don't know what my next step is. I don't know where my next step's going to be this evening, my friend, but I do know this this afternoon, that if the Lord's sending, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, preacher, what about this? What about that? It'd be all right. It may not be easy. I may not shout all the time. But I believe the Lord will go with me. If He's invited me to go, I believe He'll go with me this evening. If I have learned anything in the years of my ministry this evening, my friend, I have learned that just trust in the Lord. Just trust in the Lord this afternoon. Yeah. Yeah. Can I tell you, I've come in behind the pulpit before, blank as blank could be this afternoon, feeling the obligation as a preacher and as a pastor a lot of times this evening, my friend, to feed the flock. And me with nothing on my mind to feed the flock with this evening, my friend. But then He'll just open up. Just open up. Well, do you do that every time? No, I don't do that every time. This afternoon, my friend, sometimes he'll let me see. He'll open up, little thought, come this way or that way. Some of the strangest things this evening comes our way. And I think sometimes, how silly. How unuseful that might be. But then I say, but Lord, if you'll go with me, I'll go this afternoon. And you just go on. You just go on. Keep on keeping on this afternoon. I'm through, Brother Randy. Now you can come on and preach to us for a while this evening if you want, if you feel like it this afternoon. I